All right, Larry Brooks, Bud's Creek, first of all, personal Bud's Creek memories for you, because, look, you've done it all. You've raced everywhere. So personal Bud's Creek, either as a manager, or the first national was 89, so you would have done some nationals here. Yeah. Okay, so personal Bud's Creek memory.
Yeah, I don't think my memories of racing are very good here, but, you know, we came here, raced one of the nationals at the end of when we were Supercross only with Chad. Chad Reed, and we came here, and he rode good, you know, a bit out of shape and stuff, but he rode good. I think second one moto to RC, and second moto had an issue, whatever it was. But I mean, it was pretty fun coming here and doing an outdoor, because we didn't really do outdoors at that point. And then we did Motocross the Nations with Chad, and he rode really good. So, you know, there's been some good races.
Wasn't there something weird on your bike for this race? Like something with a swing arm or something?
Yeah, we modified a swing arm on the Yamaha.
Keith, I'm sure McCarty thought that was great.
Not happy. Yeah, not happy at all.
That doesn't sound like the Keith I know.
No, not at all, huh? But, yeah, we're trying to change the characteristic of the swing arm, and we modified it, and it was too obvious, and he really wasn't happy.
I think I got to look back. I was thinking while you were talking, the year you came back after you burnt your arm, you were 3-digit.
Yeah.
I think you did pretty good here. I need to look, but I mean, you talk shit on your results, but I think you were like 5-10 guy that day, which is good on a. I need to look it up, but anyways, 2:30 on a Cowie.
Fifth. 2:30, yep, and I finished like fifth in the series or fourth, something, fifth, sixth, fourth, whatever it was. Anyway, it was good. It was good for the time, and I mean, you know, when I raced, it was fun. But you know, it's not like these guys are now. Yeah. They're amazing.
All right, let's talk about your day. I thought Mumford got stuck in the gate, Moto One, and then charged to like 10th or something, or 13th. I don't know. No, 16th. Second moto was 9th. I thought it was a good ride by Mumphy for your team. Schwartz was up there, went down. Up until then, he was riding good. But take us through your guys and your team today.
No, I mean, they all rode pretty good. It's just, you know, if you got a start, you were up there. And Dylan got a start first moto and ran 9th forever, and then washed the front end, and the bike got on top of him and burned him pretty good. Second moto, he got a decent start and, you know, rode around 14th, something like that. So he did fairly good. Carson got stuck in the gate first moto and came through the pack.
He said his clutch was going, but maybe that's just like
going because he let the clutch out. And then second moto, he rode good. He was up in the top 10 and finished there. And, you know, it was 10th overall, which is good, decent. Derek Drake was up there for a bit first moto, and second moto he got cleaned out on the first lap. And Preston Kilroy rode good too. He was up there in 12th, 13th, something like that. Second moto he had an issue with the bike and kind of fell back to 18th or something. Right. So
I feel like Kilroy is at times you never notice him, you don't even look at him, and then you look and he's 14, 15, like all strong all moto.
Yeah.
And then Drake will set a great qualifying time and then struggle to back it up in the motos. They're like the yin yang opposite.
Exactly. Yeah. Kilroy, he's just kind of invisible. He just does his job, you know, super smooth and efficient on the bike, and he rides really good. You just lose sight of him because he's so smooth. He's not exciting at all.
Yeah. I feel like he's never got a good start at a run up front. He just kind of probably comes from 25th to 15th.
Yeah, he's an energizer bunny. Yeah. Just keeps going and going just because he's so smooth on the bike. And Drake, you know, he has flashes of brilliance, and then, you know, he's working past that heart issue that he had, you know, because once they fix the heart, then we realized he was in terrible shape because he had never been able to work out, and he's never got his body into that, you know, that zone. So now he's working. It's going to be a long road for him, but he's doing good. He's better.
Are you happy? It's the first time I've talked to you for a while. Are you happy with the performance? I mean, Mumphrey's been frustrated. I don't think at the team or the bike, but he's been frustrated with, you know, his act, like crashing and shit like that. So it's not the year he wanted. Are you frustrated with him, or is everything okay, or do you see a silver lining to this?
No. I mean, I I don't get mad at him at all. I mean, he's trying as hard as he can. Sometimes he tips over. He's still a rookie, you know, and he's going to make those rookie mistakes. But, you know, every time I watch him ride, he does a little bit better, you know, and he will make a rookie mistake, but he'll come back and redeem himself. Yeah. And he's doing good. I think he's doing really good. I mean, if you look at his results last year and compare him to this year, he's a lot better this year. Yeah. So I think he's just on that stepping stone and trying to get better every weekend. And, you know, every year he'll be better. And right. just it takes a little bit.
You told me a while ago you're trying to quit, or you cut way back on the Mountain Dews, but there's a case of Mountain Dew right there, LB. I see it. You said you were cutting back.
So my yeah. wife yelled at me the other day so bad. Somebody said, oh, yeah, we're buying Larry some Mountain Dew and this and that. And, oh, my God, she lit me up. But, you know, I do try to – I've only drank three or four today. So I am doing better.
That's better than what it was. So no, it was we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Now it's like maybe a six-pack. Right, so right. I've got a drinking problem.
Yeah. last thing for you. Of course, Wygan and I were reminiscing about the L.A. Coliseum coming back. This SMX thing.
Yeah.
You know, the last time we were there, I mean, Wygant says it was the X Games, but that doesn't matter. Nobody cares. The last time we were there, Ferry Mathis beating Jeremy McGrath.
We were champions.
Yeah, we were champions.
Yep, so, that's yeah. right. Yeah. Tim Ferry, he won the race at Summercross. Summercross.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was amazing. He rode really good. Jeremy had some issues, but hey, Timmy won. It was good for him. And, you know, it was a fun night.
Yeah.
And, didn't we jump in the pool?
You made me jump in the pool because yeah. I promised I was, and then you made me climb the Olympic thing, and
it
I jumped
off. It was scarier climbing the fence.
Yes.
So that was a good time.
Yeah,
when you win, everything's
yeah,
good.
Everything's good. No, so we're going back there, so I wonder if they'll do anything to honor Timmy and I. I don't know. I'll ask Feld.
There's
but,
probably a statue
right,
there
right,
of
right,
you.
Right. and then also, we also, in the same text of reminiscing about whether there would be a parade lap for me, we were like, do you think Brooks will go to the top of the peristyle? And throw himself down. This is what we do in our spare time.
Oh my God.
That was a gnarly crash. People will still talk about it.
That was gnarly. I clipped that hay bale at the top, and it ripped me off because I took my hand off because I saw it coming,
yep.
and my other arm, the throttle hand, was on the bars, and it just yanked me off the bike. I thought I was going in the grandstands backwards, you know, luckily I stayed on the dirt, but it was really bad. Split me open. And
yeah, so you got hurt from that.
I did, yeah. Concussion, and it split my eye, and all I could think about was getting to the finish because it was like 50 yards away. And
oh, it was last lap?
Yeah, last lap coming to the checker, and it broke my throttle housing off, and I pushed it, and it was really cool, you know, for TV, but yeah, it wasn't a good thing for myself.
People still talk to you about it?
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Because
that video goes away, and then it comes back. It resurfaces.
It's on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, and everyone, oh, my God, you hit the pillar at LA Coliseum. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I know. But
I had a great day there. You not so much. So thanks for this. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.